Well, welcome to the Real BS Show. Week number, I don't know what, is this number 200?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Well, we got a special guest today, all the way from, well, close to Denver, Colorado, my daughter, Hallie. So when we get back, we'll interview her.
I'm going to the country. It's time we bid farewell, hear a little thunder. Chasing like a dog, I think I will. Chasing like a dog, I think I will. And it's clear that you can't see. It's clear that you can't see. You run sometimes.
And I was wrong. It was 200. It's 201.
201. Yeah. Wow.
200 was last episode.
We didn't celebrate last week.
No, we didn't. We didn't even know. It just happened.
Yeah. Slipped by us. It's old age for you. Hey, we got to introduce Hallie Hinkle, my daughter.
Hello.
She slipped out of town and never came back. Hmm. She went to Oregon, and then she went to Montana, and then she went to Colorado, right?
Yeah, and Pittsburgh for a little bit.
Yeah, don't forget Pittsburgh. Yeah. Out there job hunting and got always been employed, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think hard work runs good in the family, doesn't it?
We try.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we'll have to, we'll line up some questions or something and let Hallie talk. And you want to talk now?
Sure. Hello, everyone.
Say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Yeah, he always does
it. Nice to visit.
Yeah, stay close to your microphone, too.
I'll try. I'm not very good at it.
Better quality that way.
It's amateur hour.
He always does this where he'll, like, oh, talk now. And it's like, what do you say then, you know?
Hello. Yeah. Hello. That's all
I
got.
Hi there. So anyways, so you're from Oregon to Montana to wherever, and now you're in Colorado, and you got to, I don't know, tell us about what it's like out west, because we don't know. I mean, it's awful here right now.
Well, it's very dry, lots of mountains, not a lot of water. It's been 100 degrees most days for the last couple of weeks. My garden is dying, but it's pretty.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's
look
pretty,
at
lots of people. Very expensive.
Yeah.
Everything you could want in a place to live.
Yeah. Do you have, like, John Denver playing in your head all the time, Rocky Mountain High? Is that
no,
going on?
But, yeah, it's around.
Yeah.
John Denver don't live with us anymore.
No. Nope. He crafted his own airplane and ran out of gas, you know. Just a rough way to go.
He was changing tanks, trying to switch to the other tank, and he wasn't looking where he's going. He hit the water.
Hey, man, he was living free. Yeah. I mean, John Denver, you know, what could people even ask? That guy did a great job making music, writing his own music, and just living free, you know? That's how I want to go. You know?
Yeah.
You got to build an airplane.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
That's the hard part. I don't think I'm going to do that.
You know? You need a couple bucks to do that.
Yeah. And I'm not a good pilot anyways. Bad eyesight.
So, yeah, tell us what's exciting out there in Colorado, and what's life like compared to back here, because you come back for a week or whatever.
Yeah, I've been back for a week. It's a lot calmer here, slower, which is very nice.
Are you talking about the people or just, like, the lifestyle?
The lifestyle. Less cars on the road. You're not getting on a big highway to get everywhere.
That's true.
But there's really great music, music venues. I live by Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And there's lots of fun stuff to do all the time out there.
We're back here, there isn't.
No. There's less, but
that's okay. All right. Yeah. When you get old, you can move back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's true. A lot of people do. We are the number two state in the United States for elderly people living. Florida's number one. Mm. Interesting, right? But but also altitude. You changed altitude, too, well.
Yeah.
You
know? It's a lot drier and higher up out there. Got to drink a bunch of water. Or out here, you don't even think about it.
No. And UV is probably higher, too?
Yeah, the UV is much higher. I go through a lot of sunscreen, sun shirts.
Huh.
I haven't worn any since I've been here.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's the thing now is in the last 10 years, you started seeing a lot of sun shirts, and I really probably should wear it one because skin cancer runs in my family. But I can imagine a lot of people out there have skin cancer. I didn't even think about that.
They age faster, too, physically.
Yeah.
Your skin gets all worn
up and down that, walking up and down that mountain. I'd kill you.
She's a Sherpa now, that's what you're going to say.
Yeah. No, I just ride my bike everywhere.
So you're going to, you brought us some music. So we're just going to play all your music for this whole show, and we'll jump in and out every now and then. And
we're going to be watching for Bill to be toe-tapping for some of these, you know.
Well, if they got drums in there, I'll probably be tapping my toes. But I'm just curious as to what kind of wackadoo stuff that she listens to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Younger people are different.
Well, you'll love the Dave Matthews. That one's in there for you. Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, let's get the ball rolling, and we'll come back with some more interesting questions, I guess you could say.
Yeah, this one, next one, is called City in Color Underground.
Wow.
I think they're talking about London.
Oh.
You know, mind the gap. I remember them saying that. They'd yell that if people got too close to the subway. You know, mind the gap. Mind the gap. I don't know. But here it is.
wasted days were spent running from ourselves. Aimlessly rambling, but hey man, at least we've got our health.
Show on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Our special guest, Hallie Hinkle, all the way from Colorado.
This is Bill's daughter, the youngest one, right?
Yeah. I can't tell you her nickname when she was little.
But I had a couple.
Yeah. If you didn't have a nickname, you weren't the favorite child.
It'd be embarrassing.
It's okay.
Shoot. I still have all these old movies and stuff like that of you eating spaghetti in your high chair.
Oh, yeah,
and
Chef Boyardee. The good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I was a good cook back then. Just had to heat it up, that's all.
Yeah.
So what's the big difference between, I don't know, maybe you probably like it better out there now than you do here.
They're different. So I like both of them, but for different reasons, opposite reasons.
Yeah.
I like the mountains and the open space out there, but it's also nice to come home to where everything's green.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, dense forests that don't exist out there.
Yeah.
So I don't think I like one better than the other. I just like them for different reasons, which makes it hard to pick a spot to stay.
I can relate to that. A lot of times traveling outside of this region, you don't appreciate it until you come back. You're like, holy cow, there's hills here. There's also not mountains, but there's trees and vegetation, just so much water.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to worry about water.
Yeah.
And there's just so many lakes and stuff like that where everything out where I live is a reservoir, half of which you're not allowed to swim in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can paddleboard on them, but don't fall in.
Yeah.
You'll get a ticket.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wacky.
So.
wacky situations.
Yeah, but coming back, and I rode my bike around Lake Erie yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Up at the peninsula.
Yeah, I like that up there. Yeah, it's nice.
It's just, you take it for granted, and you come back, and it's really beautiful.
There's also a lot of birds there, a lot of wildlife.
Yeah.
Ticks.
Yeah, that's what I really missed were the ticks.
But no, that. What about like Colorado too? Like, there's you live in a metro, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like, what is that? I don't even know how many people live there, but it's probably about the double the size of Erie Metro.
I think it's like four.
Four times bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like there's a lot more opportunities, a lot more music. You know, you have more concerts available. You have comedians going out there. So you could always go to comedy shows if you like that.
Yeah.
I've always heard comics going to Denver and musicians going to Red Rocks. And so you, that's something that right there, yeah, alone, those two things. And the nature, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the mountains are beautiful to walk through.
Yeah, that was something I really missed. Because I lived in Montana by Glacier National Park. Mm. And so that, for the outdoors, was the best I've ever seen. But it was a small town, so there nobody went there to play music.
No.
You'd have to travel 2 hours to go somewhere, whereas Denver, it's like 15 minutes away.
Right. Have you been to Red Rocks?
I went to Red Rocks, I think, six times
Holy
last summer.
Oh, jeez.
That was my summer of concerts.
Yeah, people don't know what that is. It's like a Red Rock natural amphitheater. I'm sure they carved it a little bit out some, but the acoustics there are amazing, and people travel for miles. They travel from other countries to go there and listen to bands.
Yeah.
And
well, it's attractive. Pretty.
It is very beautiful, especially at sunset.
And if you travel there, take lots of water, because you have to hike in.
Oh, really?
And there are some people that end up getting carried out from the ambulance.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of that, I just got a cramp in my leg.
Wow, thinking about
that caught me by surprise.
It's all that toe tapping from the music.
Oh, jeez. Okay, well, let's move on. You got some more music, more Halle music.
Yeah. Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews.
Yeah. We all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
If you know me.
Yeah. I had to beg it out of her. I was like, come on, just put some Dave Matthews in.
I was trying to save everybody, but
no,
that's fine.
It's good. We played it before.
I don't remember. I never listened to him, so I don't know.
It'll be a treat for you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be squirming.
Well, a little bit I did hear. I wasn't impressed, so I didn't. I never followed up.
Yeah.
So let's serenade everybody with some Halle music. Okay?
On it.
You said out there
hero, not a fool. I'm not perfect, just flesh and bones, and I'm exactly what you need. Don't be louder, draw me louder. Your head, but you're gonna die before you're dead. It's not sad when you're gone, but when your light's still on and your wings won't let you fly, don't be dead before you die. Hunger till fed, get some love instead. Once love gets inside you, what's the dead man squirm? Above all things, if kindness is your king, then heaven will be yours before you meet your end. Yeah.
BS show with Bill Hinkle and his daughter Holly.
Holly Wally Doodle.
I'm here.
Yeah. You work for REI for a long time.
Yeah, I worked for REI for 6 years.
Always looked like a good company. I don't know. They had
quality
stuff. Yeah.
All camping, outdoors, cycling, climbing, kayaking.
Yeah, kayaking.
All the fun stuff to work with.
Yeah. So, but you canned them and you went somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm an office manager now. So,
wow.
Because I'm also in school full time. So,
you said schedule. Arizona State.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what are you going for again?
I'm going for urban planning.
Urban planning.
Wow. Yeah. We need a lot of that.
Yeah. I'll get you all your permits.
We're down out there in Wallaceville. You gotta come out there and plan that one.
Tax all your sheds.
Have you covered this? This is way off tangent, probably, but I like urban planning. There's a group called Strong Towns. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah.
They have a philosophy that I really, truly believe in, that you really don't need speed limit signs. What you need to do is narrow the road down when you want it to slow down, and then if you want them to go faster, you widen it.
Yeah, you need the natural, a lot of it's like the natural landscape, like slows people down so that it's also more pedestrian friendly.
Right. And curvier.
Yeah.
And it keeps people awake.
Just do what we do up here in the Northwest, just get a lot of potholes.
There you go.
And deer.
So one of the things that I find funny about that is there are certain roads around here that you can tell that, you know, they were built a long time ago. They're probably following Native American trails. A lot of them were. And some of them are quite curvy and some are not. But there's some that, there was an accident recently that happened in Union City. That was probably about a year ago. And this woman missed the turn going from Route 8 coming into town and went past the Williams house on the corner there and hit the house diagonally, just crushed the car right in the front of the house.
Oh,
and she was going over. She missed the curve. It's like, you know, it's a slight curve. But I heard it and ran down there. I mean, I heard, you know, how many blocks that away is. And I was blown away that this car was stuck in a house. And I'm thinking, if we just narrowed that road down coming in by Quickville.
So you'd have to, yeah.
Yeah. That's just a small thing. Small little things like that.
Little tidbits there for you to ponder.
I know. It does make me think a lot about those kind of things, you know, because I drive these roads too. And it's like, boy, if we just did a little bit different here and there. But yeah, was it 40,000 people die a year by car accidents? And, you know, there's so many things. So many things that can be talked about that. But it's a good field to go into, I think. You know, there's not enough people doing that kind of career. And it's probably one of the most unknown careers out there that's probably helping people.
Yeah.
You know.
That's one that I wish I would have known about maybe a while ago, the first time I went to school.
Yep.
I made it. I made it there eventually.
All right. Well, you want to play some more of your music that... that I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I've never heard of.
You're going to know now.
Yeah, see what these young punks are listening to. Okay.
These young whippersnappers.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I can see it. looking like another long shot. We've been through it all before. Taking my for sure. Kicks when I'm down now. I could take a couple more. Never asking nothing easy. I never wanted to wait. Oh, no. Some damn thing was not enough. I could see it in her eyes. I could see it in her eyes. I let her.
The Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. You didn't do the weather report yet.
Allie. Well, yeah, it's hot, muggy, and it's going to rain. So.
So, beautiful day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, take your umbrella with you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And
in your boots.
So, Hallie, does this area seem different than what you remembered? Or?
Yeah. There's a lot more local businesses.
Yes.
That appear to be thriving.
And people
like
can do
just driving by, and yeah. So I think the big difference, even in Erie, is there's a lot more focus on the local economy and supporting local businesses than there was when I lived here.
Yes, a lot of new restaurants, a lot of food trucks too. Yeah. There's actually a food truck business that went into making their own smash burger sandwich restaurant. That's
Ooh.
Really good, by the way.
Yeah, I love the smash burger.
Bromans, check it out.
Oh, my sister was talking about that. Mary Jo told me.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What, the smash burger?
It's called Bromans. Yeah, very good.
She mentioned that.
Never been there.
We don't usually advertise businesses, but that one right there.
Yeah, I've never been there either. But sounds like you're good. So great job.
if they were closer, I'd be 500 pounds.
Fair enough. Yeah.
burgers make you expand.
Uh huh.
Do they?
Yeah. I start mooing too. You are what you eat.
Yeah, right. That's for sure.
But yeah, definitely. There's a lot of new businesses around town compared to probably how many long years? Like 5, 6 years? No, it's been probably longer.
I moved 6 years ago to Pittsburgh before I went out to Montana.
Okay,
I left in the beginning of 2019.
Well, when did you go to Portland? That was the first
trip. 2017,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
2017, 2018.
Wow.
That was a short-lived.
That was a scary, scary trip. I didn't want to take you there, but I did.
That was a...
I just dropped you off and turned around and went home. And...
Yeah, you told me you were heading for the hills. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, then you... From there, you went to Montana, didn't you? No, you came back.
I came back to Cambridge Springs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
Then from there, I went down and got my job at REI in Pittsburgh. And then they moved me out to Montana and then down to Colorado.
Well, I actually moved you out.
Well,
you and me.
They financed it. They funded the trip.
Yeah.
And they give you a horse.
Yeah. But physically.
That was a long trip.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, boy.
Montana's a big state.
Yeah, forever and ever you drive in Montana. It's like,
you
want to
talk about
smokes.
A lot of deer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of deer.
Also, some of those interstates out there, they don't have any speed limits on them, or didn't at the time when I went through one time.
Yeah, they're faster,
it's like,
that's for sure.
It's like 80 or 75 unless it's dark out, and then it goes down 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So 70 instead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I remember seeing, I think it was in Colorado, it might have been Arizona, but they have a sign that says, caution, elk crossing. Then you go a little bit farther, it says caution, extreme elk crossing. So every now and then you'd see a dead one laying there, blood every which way.
But elk are pretty big and moose are even bigger. I would never want to hit a moose.
I think they kill people.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's like hitting a truck.
People, they think, oh, look at that cow, or look at that bear, or look at that bison, or look at that elk or moose. And think how cute they are when you go pet them. And it's like, no, ever see a moose come charging at you? This is the most scariest thing you could ever imagine. Huge animal.
There's a lot of, I don't know, moose? Yeah, I guess they're moose up in Vermont.
Yeah.
I remember that. Cause
that's where I almost hit one.
Oh, really?
As soon as we crossed the state line, it ran in front of us.
That's I knew a lady up there that worked in the emergency room at a hospital, and she said that's a lot of their business is people hitting it.
It's a weird word, is yeah, they, a lot of their business.
Keeps
a lot of their customers.
Keeps them going.
Keeps the lights going.
Yeah, that's from hitting, what did I say, elk?
Moose. Elk or moose, yeah.
Moose, yeah. Oh, yeah, moose and elk.
Their kneecaps are up to your lights.
Yeah, there's nothing to bang into. Okay, well, let's play a couple more Hallie songs. Do you know what's coming up?
I think Sir Woman.
He dead.
Okay.
Oh, he dead?
It'll be a mix. Yeah.
Ooh wee.
Murder mystery band.
Okay, this will be a shock to me.
I can't tell what you want. On my body, yeah. Is that look an invitation for us to start a party in here? Cause I get you in my ear, I'll get you in my room, I'll bet you want this. Cause I'll be feeling it soon, and you'll be feeling it too, I'll bet you want this.
We'll be right back.
Show.
Wow, that was an ending. Yeah,
I know. I came in right in hot, you know. You know,
so I don't know. We're getting close to the end here, so
is there
anything you want to mention or bring up that we missed? Well, you said something about the trip that we took on the motorcycle from California to Ridgeway.
Yeah, I'm back.
Do you remember that? Yeah,
8. Yeah.
8 years old, yeah. We camped and stayed at Motel Sixes or whatever they were.
Yeah.
And that was quite a trip.
We rolled into town the night that the Kinzu Bridge was torn down.
Oh, yeah, the tornado, yeah.
Tornado hit it. That was we had to hide in a drive-through car wash.
Little story about that is, for me, is I was on the train a month before that happened.
Oh.
And I found after, I was like, oh.
It's gone now. Yeah.
Oh. So laying down in the bottom of the valley there.
But you guys rode a motorcycle all over, right? A lot growing up. When you were growing up, you know, it was kind of a, you know, gold panning. You guys went gold panning, right?
And yeah, we went camping a lot. You would gold pan. I would play in the clay and the river or the creek, whatever it's called. The creek.
Beautiful country up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Up in those mountains.
Yeah.
Nobody up there. I mean, just unreal. In California, you think there's people everywhere, but there isn't.
They're just compact in one area.
You grow up in the mountains there, and there's, in the wintertime, you can't even get up there. It's so much snow.
Yeah.
But
you're talking about like Donner's Pass, right?
Well, yeah, that's like a little bit farther east, but
Feather Falls?
Feather Falls and Fall River, the Fall Creek, or whatever it was. And that's where I found my first big nugget piece of, I mean, actually, you could pick it up and see it, piece of gold. Like an idiot, whatever gold I had, I sold it $280 an ounce or something.
Mm. What's it now?
$3,500. But who knew?
Well, then you brought some of it back and told people you found it in Ridgeway. And they all went out searching.
Yeah.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
That's something I could picture him doing.
Yeah.
Like, look at what I found.
Yeah. Up there behind the Elks camp up there. You know, they said, we know right where that's at. You know? I said, I think this is gold. I'm not sure. And they looked at me. Their eyes popped out of their head. They said, holy smokes, that is gold. I said, well, there's a whole bunch of it up there.
That's something I can picture you doing.
I'll bet they were up there.
See, the true stories come out.
Yeah.
I just sit back and let them.
Well, you just play stupid, you know, because they know everything. So you
this is where he's
stupid.
A genius, because I've seen him do it many times where he's played stupid, and he's not stupid, but
no,
he plays stupid.
It's a skill set.
And he definitely convinced people sometimes with things that I'm like blown away. They'll believe him too. I can see it. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Shoot. So anyways, we're coming down to the end here. So is there anything you want to mention or say? You already talked about your schooling, right? Your planning.
I don't know if we did.
Well, we kind of went there.
We went there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, were you majoring in for? Let's go there.
Urban planning.
Urban planning.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something that is definitely needed in this country.
Yeah. There's lots of different facets to it. That's for sure.
Well, you know, I can go a little history. You know, you go to Europe. I'm sure. Have you ever been to Europe before?
No.
It's, you know, how they built things. They used to, you know, windy and very narrow. And it's like we come here and we have all the space. We just utilized it, right?
Yeah.
But now it's like, man, we got some weird structures going on. We got to redefine things. And I brought up strong towns to you before, but I'll leave it to you. I mean, you could talk some about it if you want to.
Yeah. I mean, you explained it well of basically adjusting the flow of traffic and how people drive with the landscape.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing.
Bearing roads.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
In Germany, that's one of the things I saw is how they built interstates to the landscape. And you stay awake when you're driving that. Whereas the interstates around here, most of them are straight and flat. And that's people fall asleep on them or they speed. But strong towns is very big in urban planning. And they talked about how if you wanted to control the flow of traffic and speeds, you don't even need a speed limit sign. You could just narrow the road down and make it a little bit more windy, and that will slow traffic down drastically.
Yeah.
Then if you want to speed up, then you widen the roads. But too many people or too many towns and cities have what's called strodes, where it's a mix between a road and a highway, and so you get like Peach Street in Erie is an example of a strode that keeps on getting wider and wider for no reason, and you end up with more crazy traffic. I just see all these stuff, and you see that they're right. There's a lot of things that they've proven with it. You know, 40,000 people dying a year in car accidents, and there's a lot of ways of countering that. And what Strong Towns is doing and what you're probably learning in urban planning is it's a field that I wish I could have got into when I was younger. But I had one class in high school when they had it. I think I might have been the last class that had it. And I wish I kind of kept into it because I see a lot of potential in it. There's a lot of cities, like you look at Atlanta. That's one that's just crazy, sprawling.
Yeah.
What's another one? Austin, Texas. That's another one that's just massively sprawling. And it's like, we got to reinvent the thing, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot also for the cities like that in terms of just looking at ways that you can adjust the traffic without adding more lanes, because that doesn't actually fix anything.
No.
Traffic continues to get worse.
Right, right.
But also can help with that urban heat island effect where everything gets super hot.
Yep.
So you can use natural landscapes and trees and stuff like that to reduce the heat while also benefiting traffic and transportation.
Right.
So it's super interesting. I'm liking it.
The other thing, too, is they found cities that had more green, as in trees and whatnot, are happier.
Yeah, it's hence, biophilic design.
That's why your dad is so happy. He's in...
lives in the trees.
Yeah, he lives in the trees.
Out in the woods.
There's a song we did that was... you sung it. What was that one song we sung, that you sung? It had trees.
Happier Times.
Yeah, Happier Times. It had trees in there. And he's
trees,
like,
with trees all around.
Yeah, that's the part. See, he liked that part. So I just remember Happier Times. So... but in Erie, they have so many trees, right?
Yeah.
And then Union City, so many trees. And I will admit, there's something about having that natural landscape is beautiful and just relaxing and less stressful.
Then it gives you something to run into, too.
That's true.
And then you doze off and boom, you hit a tree and you're done.
I will side with the insurance companies. My brother's an insurance guy, and he's also trying to become a lawyer for insurances. Is having the trees in the median between the interstates, not good.
I will say, though, didn't the snow get much worse when they tore all that stuff down, all the drift, it turned into 90.
Yep. So, there's downsides to it.
I mean, let people hit the tree every once in a while. It helped with the snow plowing.
And the population, no. no joke. But seriously, though, you look at some of these concrete cities, and it's like, oh.
Well, it's even just when I lived in Pittsburgh. During the summer, I would bring my dog up to his house, and it'd be like 10, 15 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh's a beautiful city.
Yeah, I love Pittsburgh, but it gets hot with all that pavement.
Yeah. But no, it's really cool that you're getting into that field because, in my opinion, that's in the next 100 years, we're going to see it. The changes that you, if you're in that field, that career in that field, imagine 100 years from now what your influences will be in that be long lasting. It's kind of like the pyramids.
Hopefully, don't mess anything up.
Well, the only advice I got is stay out of debt. If you can do that, you'll live a lot longer. You'll be a lot stress freer, and you'll be much happier.
Well, going back to college is not a good way to do that.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to make good use of what you're spending the money on. Because,
yeah.
Like in Edinburgh, kind of was like a.
Nothing. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, well, then join the crowd. I didn't know either when I went to college.
That's a tough thing. It really is.
But I learned real quick. I said, this is stupid. I went to college for what? Nothing. I'd teach kids to do jumping jacks. What the heck?
The second time around, do you notice anything different with college compared to the first time that you went? Yeah.
If I went for urban planning, as much as it would be great to save the time and whatever, I don't think I would have taken it as seriously. Mm. I was ready to be done. I was ready to work.
Right.
I just wanted a job and wanted to, like, stop going to class, I guess.
Right.
And it probably didn't help that I didn't know what I wanted to go for, so my classes weren't overly interesting.
Right.
But I think I'm in a much better, like, I'm working. I take 6 classes a semester and work 40 hours a week.
Right. That's a lot, yeah.
That I don't know that I would have been as successful the first time around.
Do you think it's wise for a lot of kids, I don't want to even call them kids, but young adults that are planning to go to college, just have a gap year or two in there to kind of...
I think so. I mean, it depends on what they're doing in the gap year, but like if you're working or traveling, because I think the other thing is, when I went to school in Union City, they did a really good job of trying to help us figure out all these careers.
Right.
But I still kind of graduated not really knowing a lot of things that existed.
Right.
Like, I didn't even know urban planning was a thing.
Right.
Like, it was, do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to go into the medical field?
Right.
Do you want to go in the military? Kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I think if there's a bit more time or a way, which they may have figured it out by now, of, like, getting more diversity in those career fields,
yeah,
it would have made a huge difference.
So a good example is that is my son recently graduated school and they went through that and they actually used the big 5 personality traits from psychology to match you to a career, because really you look at two careers, we'll just say they're two different things, right? There's people that like people and there's people that like things.
Yeah.
And I would say urban planning is more people.
Yeah, it's a combo for sure, but it is very customer service oriented.
Right. You're thinking, how can we move people or how people can live in this space, you know, and what are the transit, you know, this different, you know, urban, you know, you have the residential, you have the industrial, then you have business, and how you mix those together. It's really all just, and it has things, but I think those, knowing what your personality matches up to the career kind of does help, because not everybody's made for college and not everybody's made for trade schools.
Yeah.
And I think we need both. I think urban planning is on that edge of, yeah, it needs a college education, but also you're working with a lot of tradespeople too.
Yeah.
And so you have to have a bigger picture, right? You know, you have to have communication skills, and that's not easy. I'm sure you're taking English literature courses too, aren't you?
Yeah, I had to take that and like a leadership class, which when I worked at REI, I was a manager.
Mm.
And that was, I think, my foundation. I learned so much working for REI. Mm. That really set me up also to be more successful in school.
Right.
And for whatever future career I have, because, like, I had 80 employees.
Right, and you have to learn how to talk to them.
All of them, yeah.
And they're all different personalities and different temperaments. And
yeah, and coming from the East, we're a bit more blunt and straightforward here, so I had my trial and error.
Yeah.
But overall, I think I learned a lot for that, and so there's something to be said for working first.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like an entry level, whatever, because I didn't work in high school. I just played volleyball and basketball.
Right. I can relate to that point about bluntness in the East Coast here versus the West Coast. They're very, I don't know how to word it, but I have clients in the West Coast and I'm autistic and I'm very blunt sometimes when I'm talking with clients. And I had to temper that down a lot.
Yeah.
I had to squish it down. Hold it in, and then gently output a very nice version of what I'm going to say, because I can come off as a complete asshole.
Yeah.
And I admit that. So, and always in meetings, I just let them unravel a little bit.
Yeah, well, here people don't take it as personally.
No.
Whereas in other places,
oh yeah,
they're not used to that communication style, and
they could think it's confrontational or something. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Like, why are you being a jerk?
This is just who I am.
Yeah, just that's how I was raised. Well, my mother's side of the family, we were talking earlier at lunch. They're very sarcastic people.
Yeah.
Very extreme. I try not to be that way because that could be taken extreme wrong real quick. And people think, and that's the part of my family that I recognize that's funny sometimes, but
yeah. Just gotta know your audience.
Yeah. And this
know when it's a safe space to do that.
Yeah. Cause my father's side of the family are very prim and proper and reserved Jewish family. And
yeah.
So that
does not mix,
you know.
Yeah.
So anywho, that's really cool about the urban planning. We have one more segment after this, Bill.
Yeah, let's
play some music here.
Play some music, then we'll come back, say goodbye. And
Sir Woman.
Yes.
Can you explain that first?
So Sir Woman is a smaller band that I've seen, I think, two or three times in the last year in Denver. Mm. They're kind of like a soul, R&B, little jammy type music.
Mm-hmm.
The lead singer Kelsey is in a few different bands, one of which is Wild Child, which I think is playing later, but they're very, very good. I would highly suggest seeing them live if you get the chance.
Nice. I like some soul. I was raised on soul vinyl days.
Nice.
But yeah, here we go. We have some three in a row.
Giving me this high praise, acting like you know me. Well, think I don't have bad days. Well, Baby, let me break the spell. Oh, you know nobody's perfect. Not seeing what's in front of you. I'll show you broken pieces. Now tell me what you're going through. Stop giving me this high praise. High, high praise. I'm giving you this high praise. Cause you never did me wrong. You don't owe them a damn thing. Just say you love them, move along. Oh, you know nobody's worth it. They can't see what they take from you. So if it really hurts, baby, tell them what you're going through.
I know why you call.
Giving you this high praise. I'm giving you this high, high praise. I'm giving you this high praise. I'm giving you this high, high praise. Giving you this high praise. Cause you never did me wrong. You don't owe them a damn thing. Just say you love them, move along. Oh, you know nobody's worth it. They can't see what they take from you. So if it really hurts, baby, just tell them what you're going through. I'm giving you this high praise. I'm giving you this high, high praise. Sleep a little, oh, but I can't see when it starts. I'm trying my best to listen, oh, but you're breaking my heart. Cause you gotta go, gotta go, gotta go and on. You gotta go, gotta go, gotta go and on. Call me over when you're lonely, like I got shit else to do. Someone to blame, it's on me. I chose to waste time on you. Now you gotta go, gotta go, gotta go and on. You gotta go, gotta go, gotta go and on. And then you call me on a bad day.
Bad day.
Say I'm too good for you.
Say I'm too good for you.
And then you look at me the same way.
Same way.
Don't know what to do. Trying to dance with me. Going on.
BS show. Back to the grind.
Coming at you live from beautiful downtown Onion City.
Onion City, Pennsylvania.
So we're going to say goodbye to everybody. It's you probably had enough of Allie.
Yeah.
Or maybe there needs to be a part two. Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
I can remote in
next year. Oh yeah, there you go. We can do that.
Yeah. You could you could send us sound bites. You know, of the city. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's unlimited possibilities.
Yeah.
It never ends. So everybody, say hey to Rob Popnick out there, and I don't even know where he is. He's out there pretty far. Nancy Taylor over there in Philadelphia. It's the only two people I know.
Well, there's quite a few people out there. Yeah, any of the Ukrainians that are listening?
Mary Jo.
Yeah,
Mary Jo and Chris, and
we got people in Kiev and then also in Moscow that were listening.
Oh, yeah, we don't know that for sure anymore.
Well, they still are. I've been paying attention. It really is weird. There's some people in Germany that listen to us too.
Nice.
They listen to the whole show, and it's like, whoa, okay.
Well, I'm gonna send this to Anthony and Erica and Paula.
Oh, so, there you go.
Hi.
Hey, to Anthony. I thought it was Franklin.
You always think it's Franklin. His name is Anthony.
His name's Anthony, but I call him Franklin. I don't know how I got that.
Does he look like Benjamin Franklin?
Nope.
No, he's like 7 feet tall. He's a basketball player.
Yeah.
He just met him.
6'6"?
Yeah.
He probably thinks of someone that is Franklin in the past that looks like the guy. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm making excuses
for him.
It's
a good name. That's fine. Yeah.
There's a lot of prestige with this name.
I now know him as Franklin, so hi, Franklin.
Yeah. Hello to Franklin.
Hey to Stella. We're going to say hey to Stella.
Stella's
your dog.
My dog.
Your dog.
Yeah.
Your doggy dog. How old's your dog now?
She's 8.
Oh, wow.
She has an autoimmune disorder.
Uh-oh, what's that one?
She's real expensive now.
Which autoimmune disease?
It's one specific to shepherds. Oh. So her skin gets all infected, and basically her body attacks itself and causes infections all over.
That's rough.
It's really gross.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Jeez.
She takes the pill every day now.
Make her stay outside.
No.
I know I go into the science stuff sometimes too hard, but there is some evidence that autoimmune disorders have stemmed from previous early life exposure to viral infections. So at some point, maybe she had a serious viral infection or a mild one even, and that caused a trigger to switch.
It might be. She had a stomach infection
right
before all of her symptoms kicked in, so that makes sense. I accidentally gave her a pork bone instead of a beef bone.
Oh, that sucks.
And she got an infection.
That's one of those things that
she's a Jewish dog. She ain't allowed to eat
or Muslim.
It runs in the family. Yeah. Franklin is also Jewish.
No, there you go.
You're not allowed to eat pork.
Yeah, I don't eat pork, so I can relate.
Shoot.
My mother's side is not Jewish, and they ate. My grandfather got sick with pork.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays, pork is pretty safe.
Yeah, I love it.
But back in the 50s or 60s when my grandfather got sick with that parasite or whatever it is in pork, he got really sick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Man, that's hopefully your dog gets better, you know?
Yeah, she's good now. She's just on pills that are way too expensive.
I can imagine.
But it makes her better, and she's happily chasing squirrels now.
Oh,
so
dear.
She's good.
Yeah,
you wasn't it Penn State the one that figured out what was wrong?
No,
with her?
So all of her blood work has to get sent to the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, on the east side.
Because there's only two vets in the U.S. that have the two qualifications that they need to diagnose her.
No way.
Yeah.
It must be that new, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty. It's sophisticated stuff.
She's gonna be in some case studies then.
Well, her meds right now—it's a new version of what used to be more expensive.
Oh.
So they are often asking us symptoms because her pills have to be frozen and a whole thing.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. Huh.
Yeah, but she's good now. Huh. She's turning gray. She used to be black.
Just
like me.
Yeah, I'm starting to get there too, Bill.
Jeez. Oh, we all get old and fall apart.
Yeah.
So anyways, everybody, stay healthy, be kind to each other, and be happy, and
Stay out of debt.
Yeah, stay out of debt.
Stay out of debt.
Motto.
Well, that'll you can live longer if you stay out of debt.
Yeah.
No, a little less stress on your system.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, we got one last song. I don't know. You want to explain it?
Sure.
Explain it to everybody.
This band is called Wild Child, and one of the lead singers, Kelsey, is also the lead singer of Sir Woman. So it's a different style, different genre. Same voice.
Do you feel like a wild child?
Maybe a little bit. I'm less wild now.
I think he was a wild child when he was younger.
I think it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Just do what you got to do. That's all.
That's fair. That's true.
The excuse.
This is why I'm always trying to, really, when we're doing this podcast, a lot of the times I'm asking him questions, trying to pull it, because he has so many stories, and they're true stories.
He's had a very interesting life. I enjoyed your episode about his music career.
I'm trying to get more of that.
That was good.
Because it's hard to pull it from him sometimes. Because he doesn't want to talk about it. He just wants to chill. And I'm like, no, let's talk about it.
I could write a book.
That's what I want
to
do.
One thing to another.
And most people would think this is a different person I'm interviewing each time. Like, I'm not really interviewing. I'm just asking questions. But there's so many things I can pull out of him. So a lot of times we're out there just talking out back. And we're talking, and he's pulling up stories from the past. I'm like, dude, we got to talk about this. Yeah. We have to talk about this.
He's too humble. He doesn't think any of them are worth telling.
And
but they are.
They are. There's some crazy stories that are true that they've been backed up by other people, and it's like
interesting.
And it's like, I want to document that. I'm one of those people that needs to be documented. People need to know about this. He's been there. He's done it. He's talked. He's done bands. He's done. He's been in bands. He's did sound for bands. He's seen some good people, some bad people, and
a lot of bad people.
A lot of bad. Well, that's human nature.
A lot of them.
See, this is the part where I come in and be like, "Well, that's human nature. We're all it's the line of good and evil splitting between every heart of every person. So, how do you separate that? You can't.
Yeah.
So, I think that's the human story is the interesting part, and his stories are not even really stories. They're actual facts.
Yeah.
And I think they're worth being heard.
You gotta tell more of them.
He doesn't
start writing them down.
Well, that's why I do it hiddenly. We'll just do it. Hey, let's
pull
do this.
Them out.
I bring those old songs in, and was like, hey, remember this song? And then
he's like, yeah, I saw it live. The first time I was ever played.
Like he heard, Carlos Santana? And I'm like, dude.
It's like, I saw him at a jazz fest.
I loved Santana growing up. My father had the vinyl, and he's like, oh, I saw him before Woodstock. I'm like, geez.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you need to tell the story.
It's fascinating stuff.
So
yeah, there's a lot of stories like that.
Most people, Bill, never even lived a quarter of your life. That's how I look at it, you know? I mean,
you know, the surprising fact to me is the number of people that I worked with, and I mean, a lot of them, the thousands. And I'd say 80% of them are alcoholics.
Yep.
I mean, they just can't.
That
stop.
Kind of runs in that industry, I think.
Holy smokes. Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, it's like you got to be a party animal to be a...
Well, alcohol is a depressant, so they're trying to depress themselves from reality. Maybe it's not such a great reality.
It's crazy. You'd never believe the things that you see. I mean, it's... Whew.
Here's one for urban planning. You ever hear of the rat experiments?
Mm-mm.
Where they had too many rats together in an enclosed area. And then they had another where they had a rat paradise.
Oh, I have heard of that,
okay,
yes.
It's not exact science on that one. It has some issues with the studies done on it. But I think the alcohol thing he's mentioning is kind of like the rat experiment.
Yeah.
You have too much of that, too much of something going on in a tense area, you know, you end up getting depressed. But when you make a rat paradise, you don't see the cocaine use. You don't.
Yeah.
That's the study. That was the study. It was a contain cocaine that you did it. The rats would just hit the cocaine when they were too packed together. But when they were in rat paradise, they didn't do it as much. But, yeah, I don't know. There's something about that with the alcohol thing. A lot of musicians, a lot of them doing drugs. You've seen it. You've seen a lot of. You probably had band members that were. I remember some of the groups that you were in. Some of them were on some hard stuff. And that's rough to see, you know. You know, especially when they're in their 60s and
70s. I don't know how I waded myself right through all of that stuff and never... It just was so stupid to me. I just didn't want to be any part of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, geez.
It's a great quality to have.
it's tough seeing people going down that path. It really is. I have family members that I've seen go down that path, and it's really rough.
Well, you know? I grew up with it, so yeah. I see my dad destroy himself. And so, anyways, let's end with the Wild Child.
Yeah, the Wild Child. We're going tangents like that. Yeah, sometimes.
we get off the beaten path here sometimes.
We don't have a script. We don't need a script on this. You know, it's real life.
Yeah, that's right. We never have a script. Nothing.
We tried it once way back, 10 years ago with the original show we did on the radio, and it just didn't feel right, you know. So we kind of just like, we'll just get rid of that, and then now we just kind of ramble.
Whatever pops out, pops
out. Yeah. You know, Bill and Seth, really BS. Yeah. We'll just BS it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is fun.
Yeah, listen to it on the way home.
I will.
You'll be on the website.
I've got about 24 hours, so I can listen to it a few times.
Yeah, right. You can do
it. We're the driving.
Critique the situation.
Yeah, we always can cut out later, too, you know. There's always something you don't want in there. Just bleep it out, you know. I'll add some extra bleeps in there to make it sound like you're swearing all the time.
Yes. That's exactly what I want.
Add some adjectives and adverbs. And inappropriate.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week. And be kind, be good, eat healthy, and... we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Guess I wake up new every time I lose my mind. Going back and forth, gotta keep it inside. If I let this go, will you be surprised? Going back and forth, gotta keep it inside. Oh, way over this, I'm running out. Keep it inside. Could I break your heart before you touch mine? Keep it inside.